You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. I read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not." Brethren, there is something that darkness cannot comprehend. There is something that darkness cannot handle. There is something that darkness cannot defeat. And that is the light of Jesus Christ. That's what the devil cannot comprehend. That's what he can't defeat. It is light. But I want you to note the source of that light. Every light has a source. You see, if you want to generate electricity, there are different sources. You can use solar. You can use thermal. You can use water. You can use coal. You can use various things, even nuclear, to produce electricity. Now, there is a source of the light that darkness cannot comprehend. It says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." You see, this light, look at it. It says, "The light of men," and then "the light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it." Light, the light of Jesus, does two things in your life. One, it gives you light. That is how you know what to do. That is why you understand how to live. That is the revelation of the Word of God to you personally. That is the light. The second aspect of the light is that it makes you to become incomprehensible to Satan. It makes you become undefeatable to the kingdom of darkness. It says the light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. But that light is produced by a life. He said, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." It is the life of Jesus that produces this light. So it is the life of Christ in man that Satan cannot defeat. You have no life of Jesus in you. You are going about praying for witches to die. You are wasting your time. What you need is the life of Jesus. That's why Jesus said we should come unto him. He said he will give to us what? Everlasting life. There is life that is available in Jesus. When you see people who are confident and say, "We don't bother about the kingdom of darkness because we know our victory over the kingdom of darkness," they are speaking that way because they have the life that produces the light. It is the life of Jesus. If you don't grow in the life of Jesus, you are a prey already to Satan. It is life we must acquire. But instead of acquiring life, people are running everywhere, seeking men to help them overcome Satan, as if there is victory in the hands of men. The victory is in the life of Jesus. It is that life that cannot be defeated. When you have that life, nobody can take your name to a coven and say, "Oh, this name, we want to call it, we want this person to die." It cannot happen because that life cannot die. It is an everlasting life, and that is the life that is in you. If you know it, you don't need to be shaken. You don't need to be troubled. You have to be confident in the Lord that you have his life. Somebody might say, "How do we have that life?" He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning." Now, look at in verse 4, it says, "In him was life." Who? That which was in beginning with God. That is the Word of God. It is the Word of God that produces the life of God. It is the life of God that produces the light of men. It is the light of men that darkness cannot comprehend. Can you see where we are coming from? Give place to the Word of life in your life, and darkness can never comprehend you. Thank you for listening. For inquiries or counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.